to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Elondis, and this is Illusion of Difference. I'm doing a series, my first series, episode 4, in honor of my father and all the lessons I learned from him and the care that he gave. This particular one is Mow the Lawn. It's episode 4, season 1. When Saturdays rolled around, a lot of time my father would spend the morning, early morning, I like to get up early in the morning as well, preferably if the sun hasn't come up yet. I like to be awake when the sun comes, and I think he was the same way. And a lot of times on Saturdays, he would be in the backyard or in the front yard, mowing the grass or doing whatever needed to happen. And I would join him and more than likely get in his way. But this particular time that I'm sharing with you today is when I decided that I wanted to dig for the devil. He would always give me space for me to take care of. And he would say, "All right, darling, this is your space, and I'm going to go over here, and I'll be over here doing this, and you take care of this. This is what I want you to do." This particular day was to look. He showed me what weeds looked like and pull them up and put them over out of the way so we could get rid of them. So that's what he left me with, and that's what I was intending to do. And he went on and was taking care of the real business. And I got hot and tired and kind of bored, and I decided that there was an empty as in not a lot of grass growing, space off to the side. And I went over and looked at it, poked at it, and decided that, hey, this would be a good place to dig. And I started digging. And then I would think, okay, what can I find? What's down here? You know? And I said, I know the devil's in the ground, so maybe I could dig for the devil. I was a grade school kid, early grade school. So I was excited, just learning about the devil in school. And I decided I wanted to dig for the devil. And I did. By the time he came to check on me, see how far I had gotten, I had a pretty good sized hole. And he said, "Darling, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be digging. No. And I said, "Oh, I'm digging for the devil. I didn't see any weeds, so I'm digging for the devil." And he was upset. He wasn't all that happy about what I was doing. So he said, "Digging for the devil, why do you want to do that?" And I had never been asked that kind of a question. It wasn't confrontational. It was just, he sounded curious. He was like, "I'm curious, what makes you want to find the devil, and why do you think he's there, and why did you dig that hole to find him?" And I had a friend who was watching, not digging, but just watching. And my friend said she could find the devil if she digs long and deep enough, and then I think she'll get to China first. And he said, "What?" He was like, "I'm not understanding this." And finally I said, I just wanted to dig for the devil, that's all. And he said, why would you want to do that? And I said, I don't know. I'd never been asked why I wanted to do something without being without it being confrontational. So I totally didn't know what to do or what to think. But it did get me wondering, and I realized that I really didn't have a reason to look for the devil or dig for the devil. It was just something that I thought I wanted to do, but it was a lot of hard work because I was digging with a little spade, because that's my size, and I was getting tired of it. And my father's question were, all of them were like making me think about why am I doing this? And he said, if you don't know why you're doing something, sometimes it's a good idea to think about whether you want to do it or not, why you're doing it, what you expect to get out of whatever it is you're doing, and then decide if you want to continue. And I was totally blown away. I'd never had an adult talk to me that way. Like I had a brain that I could use. And he was teaching me how to think. He taught me the process of thinking rather than doing what you're told, which is what I got at that time in my life more than anything. You just sit over there and do what you're told. He gave me freedom, and then when I decided to do something with it other than what I'm supposed to, he gave me something to think about. And it wasn't a beating. It was a gift. The gift was to experience the process of using your own brain to make decisions about what you want to do with your time, with your energy, with your resources. That's what my father taught me in a Saturday afternoon in the hot sun. He's cutting the grass and doing whatever he needed to do, and I'm over there preparing myself for a lesson that I still remember to this day. And that started me on the process of asking myself, not other people, why do I need to do this? And I still do that to this day. And the few times that, well, not recently, a lot of times I have decided not to ask the question, why do this? And most of those times I ended up someplace I didn't want to be. And that is the gift. To be able to give your child the gift of being able to stand up on their own two feet, no matter what size they are or how young they are, and ask themselves, why do I want to do this? And if you don't have an answer, this is what my father said, if you don't have an answer, then maybe you shouldn't do it. Maybe you should think about it. And he did that. And it affects me to this day. And he didn't get a belt and say, you know what? You didn't do what I told you to do. Ba, ba, ba. He didn't do any of that. He turned it around to a gift to his daughter on how to cultivate her discernment, all while we are cultivating the backyard, cultivating the grass, cultivating the bushes, shaping them down or up or around. He was teaching me how to cultivate my ability to think without even saying that. So if you have kids who are young and they're striking out and they're doing things, exploring, that's what he would call it. He would call it exploring within a safe environment. Keep that safe space for them to explore. and then take it one step. Take it the Van Lake way, who taught his daughter how to think, gave her the tools about thinking. So that's all I have today. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alondis Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.